Hello friends, welcome to the June 26th episode of my podcast, Medicine in Action. I'll try to cover some more questions I've received from the listeners to update you on the COVID situation. So the first and most common question I've received is about the Delta variant. A lot of people are very concerned about the Delta variant, which is now spreading quite rapidly in the United States. So Delta variant, as most of you know, is a variant of the COVID-19 that was first discovered in India. It's also known as the B1617.2. The reason it has been so deadly is it's one of the most transmissible variant, meaning it spreads much more easily than the original strain of the virus identified. And up to 50% more contagious than the standard variant based on the data we have so far. And it also appears that this variant is able to evade the antibodies from the monoclonal antibodies that could be given as a treatment. And also it has a potential to cause a lot more severe illness. There's a recent study from Scotland which found that people infected with the Delta variant were twice as likely to be hospitalized as those infected with the Alpha variant. So still a lot more to come, but clearly it's something to watch out for. And as of last report, it's been reported in almost 80 countries. It is the most common variant in India and in Britain, where it's almost 90% of the cases. In the United States, we've seen it since March, and the most recent study said 10 to 20% of new infections were Delta variant. And that number is growing because just back in April, it was just 0.1%. So the most recent study, the estimate is about 20.6, according to Dr. Fauci. So it's clearly a problem we need to be aware of. So the question comes is, what about the vaccination? So the good news is that the mRNA vaccines have been incredibly effective against this Delta variant. So if you're fully vaccinated, I would not worry about it. Both the Pfizer-BioNTech and the Moderna, almost 90% plus effective. Single doses are much less effective, so please make sure people who've just had the one dose get the second dose, but fully immunized individuals do very well with this. So the problem will happen in areas where there are large numbers of unvaccinated people or people who are immunities waning. And this is where the concern is that it could probably cause the next surge. We're still running on a pretty good average in the United States. We're having about 10,000 cases a day, which is the lowest since the pandemic started. And we've made tremendous progress, but there are pockets of very low vaccination, especially the middle America. You know, Missouri is an example, Mississippi, Alabama, where these could really be ravaging if the Delta variant comes back in a big way. So there is still a lot of window of opportunity. If you have not been vaccinated, please get vaccinated. Encourage your family, friends, neighbors to get vaccinated. This should help us tremendously. The other question I have received is about the side effects of the Covishield vaccine, which is based off the AstraZeneca vaccine from England, but is made in India. So we did get some more updates on the side effects from those vaccines. Again, the vaccine is incredibly safe, and I would not have any concerns about taking it. But we do know now that a very small percentage of people can develop low platelets and clotting after those vaccination. We also now know the mechanism. So this may be a little bit more detail for physicians, but to get everybody up to speed, in a recently published article in the New England Journal of Medicine, they did find that in people who had received the AstraZeneca vaccine, also called the JADOX1 vaccine, there were about 23 patients who presented with clots and low platelets. And when they analyzed it, they found antibodies to a protein called platelet factor 4. Now, as a blood specialist, we're very familiar with it. That's the test we use when we have another different disease called heparin-induced thrombocytopenia, which is where a medicine called heparin, which we use as a blood thinner every now and then, will react against the patient and cause them to drop their platelets. So this one, of course, is not being caused by heparin, but it's mimicking that. So clearly the antibody being made in response to this vaccine is cross-reacting with this protein called platelet factor 4. So when platelet factor 4 levels drop, that not only causes low platelets because it causes clumping of the platelets, but those clump platelets also tend to cause clots, which is what we've seen. So in the study, they said 22 patients who had presented with low platelets and clotting. By the way, platelets are the cells in the body that help you to clot when you cut yourself. But if there's abnormal clumping of those platelets, they will cause abnormal clots, which is what's happening here. So all of these patients presented with classic findings of what we call consumption, which is they had a low level of fibrinogen, which is a test we do on the blood, and elevated levels of D-dimer. None of these patients had any clotting problems. And testing for the antibodies to this platelet factor 4 were seen in 22 out of the 23 patients, which is quite remarkable. So that actually helps us with treatment. So if you do develop bleeding issues after vaccination with any of the Covishield vaccines or the AstraZeneca vaccine, please seek medical attention immediately. But in those cases, we should avoid platelet transfusion. This is very important. Normally, when patients come in with low platelets, we would give them platelets. But in this is one case where we would recommend not giving them platelets. And in fact, treating them with a different type of blood thinners, which are not heparin-based, because heparin itself can evoke this antibody sometimes. So the main treatment is going to be supportive. Use non-heparin blood thinners. Use intravenous immune globulin to try to soak up the antibodies and supportive care. And patients tend to do well. Of course, there have been a few fatalities, but considering the number of people that have been vaccinated, it's incredible that these side effects are extremely rare. So among the millions and millions of vaccines given, they have reported probably less than 100 cases. So it is not a reason not to take the vaccine. It is a reason to be more vigilant, and it's good that we have more information. Thankfully, this side effect is not seen with the mRNA vaccines, although they can have an independent side effect of low platelets, which is probably more immune-based, like what we call ITP, and the treatment of that is radically different. Again, a very rare side effect of the mRNA vaccines too, and that can be seen with all viral vaccines. We have seen that with flu vaccines, with all the other viral vaccines as well. So again, the main message continues to be, please get vaccinated if you haven't been. Any of the vaccinations available would be fine. The most effective ones are mRNA, which are Moderna, Pfizer. In the United States, I would probably avoid Johnson & Johnson, because if you have access to the other ones, I would go for them. In the other countries, I would continue with either Covishield, Covaxin, AstraZeneca, or other available choices. Now, we also have data that both the Chinese vaccine, the Sinovac, and the Russian Sputnik are much less effective. So if you have a choice, avoid them, and I would go with the others. So that's all for today, my friends. Be well, be safe. Till next time, take care.